Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and happy, wonderful, when there is a will, there is a way, Wednesday, everybody. As you know, and I say this every time, so you guys can go ahead and say it with me because I know you're laughing. I'm so excited about the show today because I am. And as you know, we only have the most incredible guests, and I can prove it because their credentials will blow you out the water. You also know I don't spend a lot of time on that because we only have a few minutes to share. So I'm going to go ahead and bring out this movie producer, Darren Moorman, and we will reveal you in a process of discovery. You're going to fall in love with this guy, too, and say, you know what, I'm going to watch and support everything he does because there's a twist. So don't you dare miss the twist to this new movie that's going to be in theaters all across the nation October 20th. So everybody, welcome Darren Moorman. Hi, Darren.
Hey, good morning, Loretta.
Okay, so I will read just a little what they sent me about you. Okay, and then we're just going to dive in here. Because, you know, people are like, Loretta, you say nice things about everybody. And I'll say, I wouldn't say nice things if I can improve it. So here we go. Darren grew up passionate for film and media, and he began acting at a very young age of 19. So over the years, he found his true calling to producing, and he ventured out to the wonderful land of Los Angeles to continue pursuing his dreams. But within 2 years of being in Hollywood, he produced his first feature film all over again. Who gets to do that? 2 years? There are people spent a lifetime in L.A. trying to get that dream done. But anyway, Darren was, he will probably say lucky, but I'll say blessed. And his talent spoke for itself. So, Darren, here's your turn to talk. We're talking about the movie, same kind of different as me. And we can talk about a ton of movies that you've done previously, and we probably will. But let's just talk about same kind of different as me. Tell me who's starring in it and what motivated you to become involved with this film.
Thanks, Loretta. You know, Same Kind of Different as Me is based off of a New York Times bestselling book with the same title. And when I read the book almost 10 years ago, the story just profoundly impacted me. And it was one of the first times where I had read a book and said, that has to be made into a movie. And unfortunately, like getting my first movie made, Same Kind of Different as Me, took a lot longer than a couple of years, but very, 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 very blessed, to use your word, to have gotten the film made and for it to be coming out on October 20th. And you know, when you have a dream, especially one, you know, that involves the entertainment industry, there are some huge challenges. But this dream actually ended up way bigger and better than I could have imagined, with Academy Award winning actors like Renee Zellweger and Greg Kinnear and Jaimin Hansu and John Voight. It's just a dream come true for sure.
Oh my goodness. So 10 years ago was whenever the first time you actually read the book. How did you find out about the book?
As a filmmaker, people are always pitching you ideas. And a friend of Ron Hall, who's the one of the authors of the book, said, hey, my friend wrote a book, and it may make a great movie. And so it was really through a friend of a friend that I got connected to the book. I think Ron was, at that time, maybe still selling him out of the trunk of his car, but it didn't take long before Ron and Denver were on their world tour, speaking and telling their story.
Oh my goodness. This is kind of scary. But in a good way, because Ron Hall and our friends, you didn't know that, I'm sure, but Ron Hall and our friends, he's been on his radio show, and he's been on my show, my TV show, and I've emceed a program for him. So I remember him telling me that a friend of his, this is before everything started really moving on the book, I mean on the movie part, he said a friend of mine said that he knows a friend who could possibly help, just like you. I thought immediately, this should be a movie. So you and I were destined to be, is what I'm saying, because he told me that a friend of a friend is talking to a movie producer, and they were thinking about it. So that's okay. That is okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's great. You know, one of the things that, there's so many beautiful themes in this movie. One of them that I felt like was so important was forgiveness in marriage. You know, actually yesterday just had my 13th anniversary, and forgiveness is so incredibly important in our marriage, and I'm sure in every marriage across the country. So that's one of the things that drew me to the film, and obviously, you know, the story of Denver and the poor but wise man that changes the city. It's just a reminder, especially in light of all the going on in our country and the world, that every life matters. And in my hope is that in the midst of all the struggles in our world and our country, that this film brings hope and healing.
Congratulations on your anniversary. That is kudos and huge in this day and time. So congratulations. And I agree
Thank
with
you
because you said this film was scheduled to happen or premiere earlier this year. And now that it has been pushed back, it becomes a bigger and grander thing because your idea, which I don't want to talk about yet, filler, is what I'm really excited to talk to you for a lot of reasons, but the trick to this whole interview, and you know what I'm talking about. I just think that's crazy, and we'll get to that part. So, and secondly, I definitely agree that there's no better time, no greater time, no time more needed than now to see a movie about forgiveness and love than in this day and time in the United States of America when there's so much divisiveness. So, this leads me to tell us the importance of how people act.
So sorry, for some reason I did not hear that last question.
I'm just tell us how a simple act of kindness changed the lives of Ron and Debbie and Denver in the movie. And I know we're not trying to give a lot out, but just a little something.
The movie centers on, you know, a dream that Debbie had about a poor but wise man that changes the city. And, you know, little did she know that dream would actually come true. But when she saw Denver Moore, who was that poor but wise man, she felt compelled that she was supposed to be his friend, that she was supposed to somehow be involved in this man's life. And Denver had a tough life, 25 years on the streets, and had been to prison. And you know, he had a tough journey, but it was really through a miraculous, unlikely friendship between Debbie, played by Renee Zellweger, and Ron, played by Greg Kinnear, as they interact with Denver, played by, you know, the amazing Jaimin Hansu, that the three of them go on this incredible, fantastic, unbelievable, true journey that ultimately restores the marriage of Ron and Debbie and leads to the healing of the inner city of Fort Worth, Texas. Has so much incredible renovation has happened, and they actually have ended up building the finest rescue mission and homeless shelter in all the country right there in Fort Worth because of this friendship.
And that's really the whole cusp of what the movie is about, friendship, love, forgiveness. And it started with Debbie having this dream and seeing it so vividly in her dream. Have you ever had a dream like that where you dreamed something and then it came true? Or a dream that really inspired you to move to do something and it really changed your life?
You know, I bizarrely, this book inspired me to, you know, to this dream of producing this movie, and along the journey has really changed my life. And, you know, and I, my hope, my prayer is that it also changes the lives of so many people. One of the things that's really fascinating is, although the movie opens on the 18th, on the 20th, across the country on the 18th, 2 days before we open, there are 150 rescue missions across the country that have partnered with us, and they're doing red carpet events, and they are raising money and awareness for the poor and the homeless in their community. And so my hope and prayer, again, is that this movie has a tremendous impact on the world as it releases.
Wow, that is so beautiful. And I can almost just let that sit and just marinate on that, because that is what we are called to do. As I'm a believer of Christ, I'm a Christian, I follow His way. And so we're obligated to do for the least of those. And then to have a red carpet for what a lot of people consider, without even stopping to think about what, quote unquote, a homeless person's life is, how they got there, what's really going on with them. And then you guys decided to do a red carpet, which is what is done around the country and the world for the celebrities and the new hats and the upper good people, you know, that have all this physical wealth, and this is how they live their life. So how did that happen? What was the conversation? And I think it is the best idea in the world to honor the homeless in that kind of way. So I want to hear the conversation that was taking place and say, hey, this is a great idea, Darren. And then you said, let's do this.
Yeah. I was very fortunate to be able to show the movie, a rough cut of the movie, last October to about 200 rescue mission leaders from around the country. And when they saw the movie, with tears in their eyes as the movie ended, they all were literally standing and cheering, because they felt for the first time somebody captured the heart of their journey, of what they're trying to do with their missions, with their ministry, with their inner cities. And, you know, it's one thing to have a dream to make a movie. It's another thing for that dream to roll into something that you would have never imagined. And that's what is so beautiful about the story and this film and what is happening on the 18th around the country.
Can you name some of those cities where this actually the red carpet premiere will happen? Just a couple. Do you know some of the areas? Because I know there's 150 rescue missions. How many? My real question is there one in Nashville or Memphis? Is my real question.
Yeah, for sure. There are some in Tennessee. I don't have that list in front of me right now. And
okay.
we can definitely get that for you, but they're definitely
in
Tennessee.
Yeah, because I want to help promote that, so I want to let people know.
Yeah, absolutely. So I will get that to you.
Okay. That's so awesome. Because I was texting around, I was like, I want to do a red carpet event, but I did not think to even, it just never crossed my mind. I was thinking a red carpet event, you know, for the movie premiere here in Memphis or Nashville, where people could actually come walk the red carpet as just a cheering on of this message of forgiveness and love. And then you guys just topped what most of the people were thinking and to honor the homeless, which this movie just so adequately shows us how to love on everybody, and especially being more sensitive to people that we consider are homeless. And it's a great movie, a great lineup, but I'm telling you, that message, I just know people are going to be moved way after this movie has gone on and maybe a sequel has come out. So how do you think this film demonstrates that power of kindness, compassion, and forgiveness?
The only way that I can answer that is to say that it's the power of a story. When you see truly a story that moves you personally, this book moved me personally. I do not look at the poor and the homeless the same way that I used to look at them. Living here in the Los Angeles area, it's a huge, huge problem in our city.
Mm-hmm.
How can I do my part? And that started from reading this book. And where my family and I every Christmas we are adopting either a homeless person or a family, and we don't buy Christmas gifts for our family. My boys don't know what a Christmas tree with gifts under it really looks like at our house, because we don't buy them Christmas gifts, because we are focused on, hey, how do we take care of the least of these on Christmas, because that's so important. You know, my boys are not deprived; they have everything they need. So I don't want anybody they're well taken care of. But their heart is this as well, because we have just been living this out because of the power of this story.
Oh my goodness, you're probably maybe the only amazing story. Yours, I think, is truly amazing. You have two sons that you just said there. And my pastor, he came from Houston to Memphis to pastor Hope Presbyterian Church. And when he said this in front of probably 3,000 people each, and we have like 5 services, so there's like 20,000 people or more hearing him say, my children never know what it means to get Christmas gifts, because we didn't do that. We always gave gifts at Christmas, but it wasn't a time for them to receive gifts. And we were all like, oh, did you guys make the right decision on bringing him here? Because who does that? And then when he explained, like you did so beautifully, that the message that you're teaching them about giving outside of themselves during this time of year to those who don't have anything is greater than any Christmas gift that they could ever unwrap. So, again, I commend you on that. And now I do give my – I did give them gifts for Christmas, but we also adopted – and I have 5 sons, you know, that I was raising, and we would still always have an Angel Tree family or someone within our own families that we will just adopt and help. So I'm sure, like you, this movie will just open your hearts to really – see the value and how that is a lifetime gift that we give when we give to others.
Yeah, no, that's what it's done for me. And so we'll see how it touches the world.
Okay. When you get to talk to Ron, did he ever tell you some of the Denverisms? You know, the things, because I know same different as me is one of those things that he told me Denver actually came up with, and he had his own way of talking and doing. So can you remember some of the things that I'm sure it happens in the movie as well?
Well,
if you can,
yeah,
share a couple of them.
Oh yeah, of course. Not only that, my wife and I got to spend some time with Denver before he passed away. And so I was able to get to know him a little bit, and you know, an incredible wise man. But yeah, I mean, one of the things that I think is that he said was beautiful is that nobody can help everybody, but everybody can help somebody. And it just simplifies the fact that when we look at the hurting world, it can be overwhelming, and you go, oh my goodness, how do I even start? But, you know, Denver's incredible wisdom says you just start with somebody, you just start with one person. And that's the wisdom that came from our friend Denver.
Well, it's obvious that this book and now the movie has truly touched you, not only professionally that you're getting to produce this amazing movie, but personally, because I know you're also the co-founder of the Everybody Can Help Somebody Foundation, which is a nonprofit created to help those in need. So it's like this movie has really, or is walking alongside of your values and the things that meant a lot to you prior to it, but it's just put it in a cute little box now that you can really run with what was already within you. So can you talk about how because it obviously affected you on a huge spiritual level and just a community level as well.
Yeah, you know, when we, you know, as filmmakers, when we make, you know, a film, you spend so much time with it, you know, and creating the script and figuring out how to best tell the story and deciding on how to cast the movie and, you know, the every part of it becomes incredibly important, and along the way, the story, you know, with each part of that just continues to profoundly impact you as you're thinking through every decision and thinking through how to how do we want to how do we want the world to receive this story. And so yeah, there's just been some amazing things for me personally, for my family personally through this journey, and you know, incredible things like, you know, when you're casting a movie, you know, you're typically, you know, it takes a, it's a long process, but Jaimin Hansu, who is a two-time Academy Award nominated actor, his agent called me and said Jaimin would like to meet with you. He would love to play Denver. And when I met with Jaimin, it with you know, as he shared his story, the fact that he himself was had a season in France where he was homeless, you know, it was very, very clear that he was supposed to play Denver. He was so connected to this character, and you know, and he came. We actually ended up filming the movie in Jackson, Mississippi, but he came to Jackson, Mississippi, and he got into character. He came a month early, and he went and spent time among the homeless and understanding their world, and really got into character. And those things become, you know, incredibly important, you know, when you put that on screen. I think the world will understand that, yeah, even the actors understood the power of this story. So, and what, Loretta, one thing I want to share, because you mentioned the Everybody Can, you know, Somebody Charitable Foundation. While we were filming, we had to pick a mission to film at, because part of the story takes place at a rescue mission. And so, if you know the story, the rescue mission that Debbie met Denver at was, you know, was definitely in bad shape. It was, you know, which is tough. It's tough to get funding for these kind of things, and it's tough for people to understand the value, for the most part. And when we found a mission that we felt like best portrayed the mission that Debbie had met Denver at, we at first were just like, well, we just have to do sort of movie magic and make it look like we fixed it up. But really, Ron Hall and the director Michael said we can't do that. We need to, you know, we need to fix it up for them. And so we started this foundation. We raised money out of the for the foundation. And while we were filming, the actual mission was being renovated. And so we left the mission that we that in just a beautiful, we gave them a brand new kitchen and we painted, and just all kind of wonderful things happened around the mission, because it was it's so it became so important to the actual filmmakers that we leave them in a much better place than we found them.
Oh my goodness. Oh wow. I'm literally, my heart is crying tears of joy, because how beautiful is that? That you guys, oh, and I'm telling you, I don't know if it's just, it resonates with our heartstrings so much when we read this book, and now we get to really see it live and moving, how it's going to change. I mean, not only this country, but I believe this world will become better once this movie is out there and people see all of this and their heartstrings are tugged on, and they get to see how it just takes everybody doing something to make this world better, and that's how we get there. And one person can't do it. One person cannot do it, but all of us can. And when you said how you guys just uplifted everyone, you know, even go in there and just do your move and leave it like it was. I mean, how commendable is that, what you all decided to do for that mission place? Whew. I'm telling you, it's going to be a movement. Just get ready. This is going to spark a huge movement of random acts of kindness. Not so much as random, but just do it on purpose. And not only with acts of kindness, but forgiveness. So can you just share, I know we only have a couple more minutes, but in this movie, the audience will also get to see Ron Hall and his father reconcile. And so how did Denver teach Ron the power of forgiveness?
Well, you know, Denver had a tough life, and he dealt with the struggles of racism that are so very relevant today. And Denver learned how to forgive. And so along that journey of him learning how to forgive taught Ron the importance of forgiving. And so the father-son reconciliation in the film is beautiful. Because it was modeled by someone who that we might look at and say you shouldn't forgive, but Denver did forgive, and that's the beauty of the power of forgiveness.
Wow. Okay, one more question. And I know I got to wrap it up, but I want everybody to go see this movie and take tons and tons of people. Just in order for us to get more movies like this to really use this form of platform and media to change the world, we got to have more movies like this. So we all got to go support this movie. So how can they find tickets and information on Same Kind of Different as Me?
Thanks for asking. There are two ways. Obviously, it opens nationwide on the 20th. So however you go find your movie tickets, Fandango, the newspaper way, you'll find it playing in a theater near you. So that's simple. But if you're moved to get a group together, your church together, you just mentioned your church that has like 20,000 people. If a church can get inspired to get behind it and buy lots of tickets, you can go to the Same Kind of Different as Me movie website, and there's a place there to actually buy tickets. I think you can get discounted tickets, if you're buying in bulk. So I think those are the two ways you can get your tickets.
Awesome. And so that website is www.samekindofdifferentasmemovie.com. Please go to that website and find out more information. And we can only do so much in this interview. You guys have got to go do the research. October 20th is the day. Darren has two more movies coming out soon next year, so we got to get him back to talk about those two movies. One is one I'm so in love with, Indivisible, that was filmed here in Memphis. And the second movie he has in post-production is Run the Race. Darren Mormon, look him up, Google him. Watch over him, pray for him, and support everything he does, because his heart is genuinely, as you heard from his interview, made of gold. So, Darren, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate you sharing these 30 minutes with us, knowing that you got post-production work and pre-post-production and pre-work to do. So thank you so much, Darren. Any closing remarks
thanks.
You got for us?
Yeah, thank you, Loretta. Thank you, everyone. I hope you will love the film. And I look forward to seeing what's going to happen on October 20th.
All right, everybody. Let's have standing room only in all the theaters across the nation. As always, in closing, think positive, dream big dreams, help someone along the way, and we'll talk to you very soon on the radio and TV. Bye-bye, everybody.
Okay. Thanks, Loretta.
Thank you. Bye-bye.